Sharon Stokes is a 55-year-old woman with a terminal lung condition. She's on a waiting list to get a lung transplant and will likely die without one. She carries her own oxygen pack that clicks as she goes about her daily life. The upbeat Stokes says her children are struggling with the idea that her condition could be fatal.
And my youngest daughter said that, she says, Mom, I don't know how I'm going to say goodbye. And I said, what will happen is that when it's time for me to go, you will want me to go. And let's figure out how we as a family can say goodbye and still support each other, be close to each other, remember that life as something that was precious and fun-loving and good.
While Stokes waits for the transplant that could save her life, she's also looking for ways to help families of other people who are about to die. Some may stay in a hospital or nursing home or opt for a hospice program at home. Stokes' project, Angel Space, will be a new option in western Wisconsin. She says it will be a home where a person lives at the end of life. There will be around-the-clock nursing care, meals, a personalized room with special pictures or plants, and rooms upstairs for family members to sleep in.
The goal is that you would stay in your home as long as it was okay for you and your family. But the last week, the last 10 days, sometimes gets very difficult for everybody. And we want to offer people an opportunity that you no longer have to be the primary caregiver. You get to being the wife or the husband or the brother or the sister, and then we have the staff to do all the cares, do all the bathing, do all the cleanup, do all the cooking, and you just get to enjoy each other.
And patients will be free to eat ice cream, wear what they want, or have a massage if they feel like it. Right now, there are 11 homes like Angel Space in the state, but the closest ones to Eau Claire are in Wausau or the Twin Cities. They typically have 6 to 8 patient rooms. Sue Rogie has experienced one. She got involved in planning for Angel Space after her father's death in a similar home in Minnesota. Rogie's family stayed at the home on and off. And then the nurse said to her mom it was time.
Because I think your husband's going to die tonight. We think it's probably going to be in the next couple of hours, so we want you to pack the bag, and that bedroom upstairs is ready for you. And, you know, my mom was nervous and worried and didn't know how she was going to react to all of this. And they just guided the entire family through the whole process of death.
Rogie says the trained staff is key to the experience.
The nurses were fantastic. They did everything from watching over his grandchildren to holding my mother's hand. It was just beautiful. So we were all there for his death, and it makes me cry a little bit to think about it, but it was just marvelous.
This is a brilliant idea.
Dr. Dean Del Mastro is a Marshfield Clinic oncologist in Eau Claire. For many of his cancer patients, there's a need for another non-hospital option where, for example, rules don't require taking frequent temperature and blood pressure readings or ordering more tests.
If we have reached the point where we are no longer treating the illness, we're simply trying to make that person's last days comfortable, one would question whether that should take place in the institution like a hospital, whereas this, it's going to be like being in someone's home, and hopefully it'll feel like being in your own home.
Dr. Del Mastro says when family members are spread out over the country, this will give them a place to come together without someone having to cook and clean in a patient's own home or apartment. However, he says the homes are not for everyone.
Some patients do not want to be at home or elsewhere. They actually want to be in the hospital, and sometimes the situation, to make things right, it demands that the person is there. Pain control issues, bleeding issues, certain things that are very difficult on occasion to actually deal with at home or in another facility. But it does limit the patient's family and friends from being there in volume, as you might say.
And cost may be a factor. Sharon Stokes says it will be $300 a day. Family members are free. The cost may be covered by Medicaid, some insurances, or privately by family members. But there will be scholarships set up to help those with financial needs. By comparison, she says a hospital bed for a day in the region costs around $465. One wrinkle for Stokes in promoting this type of program is that it's very similar to a hospice program, but can't be called that under current law. In Wisconsin, a hospice agency must provide services to other agencies, homes, or institutions, and the staff at this home will only tend to Angel Space patients. In Minnesota, Stokes says the legislature changed the law. Instead, Angel Space for now will be called a community-based residential facility.
The legislation would be nice if we could use hospice just because it's the name that most people associate with this. But this isn't going to be a fight that I'm going to fight. Hopefully somebody else will fight that one.
Stokes and the other organizers had hoped the home would be open this month, but they must have 2 months of expenses or approximately $100,000 in the bank to open the doors. And so far, donations are short of that. Once it is open, daily fees and future memorial donations are expected to support a staff of 20. For now, Sharon Stokes' family members are her primary caregivers, but she'll use Angel Space if it's needed. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Mary Jo Wagner in Eau Claire.